Thousands of Southern Baptists are gathering today in Dallas for their annual meeting, but Paige Patterson, once a giant of the church, announced he will not be delivering the event's keynote sermon. He's been in the midst of a scandal for weeks about statements he's made in the past about women. As KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, America's more than 46,000 Southern Baptist churches are now grappling with their own Me Too moment.
Patterson's troubles began in April when an old interview he gave was reposted on a Baptist blog. In it, he tells the story of a woman at his church who asked for help because her husband was abusing her.
I said, all right, what I want you to do is every evening I want you to get down by your bed just as he goes to sleep. Get down by the bed, and when you think he's just about asleep, you just pray and ask God to intervene.
Patterson says the next time he saw the woman, she had two black eyes.
And she said, I hope you're happy. And I said, yes, ma'am, I am. And I said, I'm sorry about that, but I'm very happy. And what she didn't know when we sat down in church that morning was that her husband had come in and was standing at the back, the first time he ever came.
Thousands of Southern Baptist women signed a letter calling for Patterson to resign as president of the Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth. Then allegations came out that Patterson told a woman who'd been raped not to go to the police. He was fired from the seminary on May 30th.
His fall from this high and mighty place in the last few weeks has been just a really stunning turn of events.
Karen C. researches American evangelicalism and gender at the University of Arizona. She says it's impossible to understate Patterson's power among Southern Baptists. A one-time president of the Southern Baptist Convention, he was a major architect of the denomination's rightward shift starting in the 70s.
Women's issues certainly were central to the conservative resurgence in the Southern Baptist Convention.
Southern Baptists have adopted a view of gender relations called complementarianism, a counter, in many ways, to feminism. It says God created men and women differently, and therefore they have different roles and obligations in the church and in the family.
Its focus is on the importance of women's submission to men's leadership and spiritual headship in both the home and the church.
And that means women can't fill top leadership positions in Southern Baptist churches. But proponents of complementarianism say God didn't assign women inferior status. And Jim Richards from the Southern Baptists of Texas Convention says it's absolutely not meant to excuse or give license to abuse.
Obviously, God's word would tell us to protect the innocent and would call for that woman to be rescued from whatever situation that she would be in that would be dangerous physically, emotionally, or otherwise.
Richards has signed on to a resolution affirming the value of women and calling on church leaders to do better by them. It'll be voted on at the annual meeting this week.
It is a teaching moment, and I do believe that that definitely Southern Baptist churches are going to be different because of what we are experiencing right now.
The convention's research arm has surveyed Protestant pastors about domestic violence. Scott McConnell from Lifeway Research says pastors across the board see their churches as safe havens for victims of domestic violence.
But when we ask that practical question of, do you have a plan in place if somebody says, I'm being abused, do you have a plan to actually help them? The answer is only half of churches have a plan in place.
McConnell's research also shows a lot of pastors don't often preach about these issues, and disapproval of divorce complicates the conversation. But he says things in the church have been changing, and there's more room now for those complicated conversations.
You know, those that are retirement age or close to it, they tend to see the church as a place where everything needs to be nice and neat. And I think the younger generations are very much wanting the church to address life in its messiness.
Now, in this Me Too moment, McConnell says many millennials expect churches to take on previously taboo issues like violence against women. For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.